His record stands for itself. He was able to seize the opportunity. He, after all, held a party together, and he held it together from 1887, when he became the leader of it, until 1917. No mere feat of doing. Going through the difficulties that one went through in terms of the Boer War and all kinds of other things, and the school questions, and the language questions. I think, and so people have a tendency to dismiss that. People will say that his railroad policy turned out to be a disaster. Maybe, if you rewrite history, you are in 1904, and millions of people are entering into Western Canada, and if you don't develop the north of those provinces, you've got nothing. All right? So the same thing as MacDonald did, you had to link it. And the only way you could link it was through railroads, otherwise it will all go to the south. Problem. He was able to resolve the whole business of the British Empire. The pressure for him to say ready, a ready to the empire. And I think one of his greatest contributions lies in there, that he was able to establish Canada on a firm footing internationally as an independent entity.